All right, diving into something a little different for this deep dive, folks. Buckle up. We're cracking open a book review today.
Always exciting, Rice. What have we got?
It's a review of, now get this, Die Mord der Bibel.
Okay, for those of us who don't speak German.
The Murders of the Bible. Straight up.
Catchy. Tells you right there what you're getting into.
No kidding. And you know me, morbid curiosity always gets the better of me. This book apparently digs into all the killing in the Bible like a practical guide, and not just for believers either.
So kind of like a resource for anyone who wants to explore that aspect of the text.
Exactly. The review we found, by the way, is in German, but no worries, we've got you covered with the translation.
Appreciate it. Always curious to see how other cultures are, you know, looking at these topics.
Oh, for sure. And this one's interesting. The reviewer is an Austrian author, humanist, and atheist, so keep that perspective in mind.
Good to know. Adds another layer to the analysis, doesn't it?
Totally. So the reviewer points out how the book really tries to break things down, chapter and verse, no mushy stuff.
I like it. Gets right to the point.
Oh, yeah. And get this. The author even tries to put numbers on some of those biblical massacres, you know, where it's a little vague on the actual body count.
Like trying to estimate casualties from plagues and whatnot. Ambitious.
Seriously, the reviewer actually found it kind of funny, that need to quantify everything.
Well, I mean, it's a different way of approaching a text that's often seen as, you know, sacred and open to interpretation.
For sure. But this author's like, hold on. Let's get specific here.
Interesting. Does the review give any insight into, like, what kind of response the book has gotten?
You know, not really, but that's kind of what I love about this deep dive. We're jumping in blind right alongside you.
I'm always up for an adventure.
Me too. And trust me, there's plenty to unpack here. Like, one thing the reviewer pointed out was the book tackles both Old and New Testament.
Which is important, right? Because there's often this assumption that violence is mostly an Old Testament thing.
Totally. But this book's like, hold my drink. Mm-hmm. Lays it all out there.
Does it compare, like, how violence is portrayed in each? That would be fascinating.
That's actually a really good point. The reviewer doesn't really touch on that. They did mention a missed opportunity, though. The book doesn't categorize the killings by motive.
Oh, that would be interesting. Like, was it God's wrath? Self-defense?
Yeah.
Orders from religious leaders?
Right. Or just, you know, plain old human brutality. Talk about a different lens to view these stories through.
It really makes you think about the messages those stories might be sending, intentionally or not.
Absolutely. Although, to be fair to the book, the reviewer did mention the ebook version has links to compare different translations.
Oh, that's cool. So you can see how word choices might change things.
Exactly. And that just shows you how much interpretation plays a role, right?
Huge.
Yeah.
Like, the same passage could be read so many different ways depending on the translation.
And probably has been throughout history. But going back to the reviewer for a sec, they seem to really appreciate the book's directness.
Yeah, cutting through the dogma, just presenting the information.
Yeah. It's like they said, this book is a starting point. Go do your own digging.
Which honestly is a great takeaway from any source, right? Don't just take someone else's word for it.
Especially when it comes to something as, well, weighty as the Bible.
For sure. But that's what makes this review so thought-provoking. It's taking something that's often seen as taboo, this idea of violence in a sacred text, and approaching it from a more, I don't know, almost academic standpoint.
Definitely. And I think it highlights how we can engage with these texts in new and challenging ways. Like, this review really got me thinking about the impact of an author's background on their work.
Absolutely. And in this case, with the author being a self-proclaimed humanist and atheist, I imagine that definitely colors their reading of these stories.
Totally. It makes you wonder how someone with a different set of beliefs might approach the same material. Would they even be interested in compiling a, you know, murder directory of the Bible?
Right. It's like, what questions are they asking of the text? And what answers are they ultimately seeking?
Fascinating stuff. I think that's something for all of us to ponder as we explore any text, religious or otherwise. Whose perspective are we getting? And how might that be shaping our understanding?
100%. And what other perspectives might be out there?
Okay, folks, there you have it. A deep dive into a deep dive.
Meta, I love it.
Until next time, keep those questions coming and maybe think twice before starting a brawl in Sunday school.
Or at least consult the book first, right?
Yeah.
Know your biblical precedent.
Exactly. Just kidding. Maybe.